bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show.
And hey, we're fuckers. Live.
What?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're not live.
Well, we've got a video stream.
It's not live.
Yeah,
hey, we're not live in the slightest.
So we're trying to be live for the first time, and it's been going well.
Gaze upon our wonderful, horrible looks.
Wonderful, horrible looks. Yes.
We've got party rings.
We're the kings of the sewer dwellers.
It seems to be going quite well. Look, we've got party rings here. Look, party rings. That's our biscuits of the week. See this bit here? I have a stamp that's like when I scan something. I stamp it, and I accidentally stamp my desk. It's awesome. Anyway,
you'd be surprised at how many things are stamped.
There's a lot of things stamped. We really don't know if this is working or not.
Much like every podcast we do, except this one's got video.
Yeah, we've got audio, which seems to be working fine. But at the moment, I'm getting absolutely no feedback in the video as to whether I'm working or not. So
welcome to whole new levels of ineptitude.
So we can't see the video ourselves right now.
Well, we can.
Can now.
We can see you guys. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we can see you guys.
Yeah. I'll trust your judgment.
Yeah, of course, as you can see, Chiz came dressed for the occasion. Unfortunately,
am I actually invisible or am I just totally showing through?
You're kind of showing
both,
through.
Yeah.
Opaque. Ethereal.
So we decided to have a shot at live. Chiz kind of prepared by getting that outfit that he's currently got on. And yeah, that went well.
Well, if Sam hadn't worn his green t-shirt, it would have been fine.
No, I don't think it ever would have been fine, Chiz. It's the wrong shade of green, unfortunately.
But yeah. Was Paul not trying to compensate with your shade of green with my shade of green? Or not at all?
Yeah, I was kind of struggling to find a happy medium or something.
Well, you could have just ignored mine. I would have been fine with it.
Well, I
wore the perfect shade of green.
The problem is, you kind of both look crap, so...
I'm fine with looking crap. We were going to look crap, whatever.
Can you talk in the microphone and the webcam, please?
Who?
You.
Talk into the webcam.
Yeah, talk in the webcam. Okay, or not talk at all. Fine. So, first of all, we've got some feedback. Callum, he made a comment on the BritishTechNetwork.com website against 2 episodes ago. And his comment was, just for the record, I've never read an X-Man comic, seen an X-Man movie, or played an X-Man game. We do exist. So I think it's in relation to us a couple of episodes ago. I think we commented that somebody somewhere, or rather nobody that would be listening to this show, wouldn't have seen an X-Man.
So, you're Bard.
Who's Bard? That guy.
Yeah, Callum.
Not allowed to play.
What's
anymore.
Even more incredible
no,
is...
No, he's not allowed to listen to us anymore. He doesn't fit with our demographic. Get out.
What's more incredible is he hasn't seen any of them, yet he has listened to this podcast.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I thought it was a fairly fair assumption that people who listen to this would have seen the show.
Not to say there's a direct sort of connection there. I was like, oh, you have to have seen X-Men listen to the podcast. It's much more that no one listens to his podcast.
I don't think that's true. Given that we had 10 folk in the chat room before.
Yeah.
Breaking records.
10. Count them.
Whole 10.
I don't have facts to back this up, but I do believe that is the British Tech Network broken record broken.
Broken record broken.
Yep.
It's a broken record broken. Anyway, straight on into the news. So, where did this article come from?
You have to read it out to me.
So we have an article here, PSN taken offline for hours, SOC exec flight diverted. I didn't see that when I was in the show notes at lunchtime, so I've taken no notes for that one.
Alright, so you missed half notes I've posted?
I've seen most of the notes you've posted.
Yeah,
where did this one come from? Well, anyway, tell me about it, Chiz.
So it's the hackers taking down PSN again or whatnot. Like what they're called Liquids. They've got a stupid hacker's name. They're a bunch of sad assholes, basically. Who have also attacked...
Say goodbye to your computer.
they've also attacked Xbox Live and whatnot, yeah. But they've seemed to have done more damage to the PlayStation Network. And while one of the Sony executives was flying a plane, they gave a bomb scare about the plane, which then it had to be diverted.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're quite pathetic individuals, really. It was just kind of like, yeah, it's like, if you've got skills to hack stuff, use it for good, not ruining people's
like
gaming.
Like what?
I don't know. Well, hack,
Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
I don't know. She just
hack it so we all get free online gaming.
Well, funny you should mention
hack
that.
Hack for the people.
Randy Savage corner record. I don't know.
What?
Really? I want to know how he really died.
You want to know how Randy Savage died in a car accident, didn't he?
I just thought it was a heart attack.
That's what they want you to believe, Paul.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. This whole kind of working on three different machines here is kind of screwing me up a little bit. anyway.
Sam, your input, go.
There's a screen. Looking at a screen.
So this
Max,
was,
the Curse of Brotherhood.
So this is a story that was picked up by Eurogamer last week and then retracted again on Friday. So Eurogamer reported last week that Microsoft had begun testing out a feature which makes Xbox One games free to download for a limited period. It was retracted on Friday because the promotional title for Max the Curse of Brotherhood was posted briefly on the US Dash in error, a Microsoft spokesperson said. We apologise for any inconvenience. We're constantly exploring different ways to offer more benefits to our Xbox Live Gold members, and we'll keep them updated with special offers become available. So what this looks like is maybe something they were testing the idea of, and they
accidentally put it live.
I've got that. What is this funny little advert?
It was kept alive, although you couldn't really use it. But I think it's an interesting idea, but it would totally screw up games that you could easily complete in about 5 hours.
Well, see, the other thing is,
I've never heard of any of those games.
Well, all three of those games.
Paul hasn't.
Yeah, all three of those games are the games with gold, free games this month. Max the Curse of Brotherhood was last month, and Strike Suit Zero and Crimson Dragon is this current month. Plus, Dishonored is also this month. Which we'll get to later on.
Is it?
Yeah.
360, yeah.
360.
I might download that.
Was it not free in Steam as well, for some reason?
Was it really? I didn't see that.
It was a free weekend.
Oh, it was just a weekend, was it?
Yeah. Okay. So that's interesting.
So, Paul, see when the camera freezes and like the volume bar stops, do we think it's still recording at that point, or do we just not know?
We just don't know, but we're recording audio separately.
We're wild.
Yeah, so
that's how we roll.
If we watch this back and it's not working, like right now, I don't actually know what's happening right now.
I think we should just put it out as a mangled, horrific, desiccated corpse of a show.
I don't know. It's interesting, shall we say it. So, some fish have been playing...
Not just some fish. Robert the Bruce and AQ Aquarius.
Yes.
Or AG Aquarius.
So, this is...
They're doing a lot of jumping.
Is this live right now?
Yeah. It's
recorded.
It's just a video. So, this is a couple of fish playing Pokemon.
And Bison's winning.
No, it's Street Fighter, not Pokemon.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it is totally article. Street
sorry.
Fighter.
Sorry. So this is inspired. Sorry, there's so much things going on. I'm trying.
That
to
was last week. The Pokemon
yeah, exactly. So this was inspired by fish playing Pokemon. It's on Twitch. It's two fish, as Sam rightly pointed out. It's Aquarius and Robert the Bruce. It's a gentleman named Andrew Hill who decided to make this, and apparently 50,000 people have watched this. These fish playing. This one's probably the more entertaining of the.
M. Bison totally has the right tactic.
That's how you play.
Just jump up and down. Yeah, I do. And then kick occasionally.
Actually, Guile is just using Paul's tactic for every fighting game, which is just low sweeping kick. Oh, punch in.
He got a green punch in.
A green punch.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
And Bison's still... can we just watch this instead of doing the show?
Yeah, we can put it back on again. There we go. This is the wonder of doing a video show. We can skip backwards and forwards between the two.
And also, we don't really need to put any content on there. We can just show videos and stuff.
I'm actually going to doubt he's used any programming. What he's done is he's just got a small child...
Me.
Two small children just to press the buttons as they
just
fight.
Just mashing the buttons like I normally do.
Yeah.
Sweet.
What will we do next? We'll play Wild and Free. So, apparently, In the Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom Pain.
Pull your forehead's back.
Oh, my forehead's back. There we go. The volume's all high. this is slick. This is slick, guys.
Yeah, this is an advert before the actual video, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, what game is that?
That's Call of Duty.
I look quite good with the crossbow there.
Oh, dear. This is going well.
I might be tempted to do that. I was playing the Call of Duty thing with Tim, like the zombie.
All right, okay.
Just, I actually really quite enjoyed it. It was the one where your President Nixon and President, whichever one it was that got assassinated. I,
like,
really
I think
know that.
Well, when they first introduced it, it got quite a lot of love.
Yeah. So this is actually the trailer now. The previous one was an advert for Call of Duty 5. You'll be able to customise your mother base, so the base for your character. In the multiplayer mode for Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
If you skip to the last 5 minutes of the video, that's when they actually show you the multiplayer.
All right, okay, so we'll do that.
Yeah, so that's basically the... someone's... You're playing... as yourself, sneaking to another player's... it's mother base here, and they've kind of got their own little symbols. And
You design it and try and make it as difficult as possible to get in.
Yeah, like they set up security cameras, laser beams and whatnot, and you go in and basically steal their stuff if you can.
So so that's actually part of the game. I misunderstood the article, actually. What I thought I meant is you could go in a similar fashion to Watch Dogs and just kind of screw about with them.
Yeah, well, it's kind of the same idea, but you actually... You know, steal stuff and then take it back to your mother base. And I assume they can do it to you. Or I'm wondering, hopefully, unlike Watch Dogs, are just saying do it to just your friends. So you don't have random people constantly breaking into your mother base all the time and stealing your stuff. But it'd be quite cool just to have it set up only you can do your friends and they can only do yours. That's how I would like it set up rather than having randoms.
Yeah, it sounds like quite a cool idea.
And Metal Gear looks pretty awesome, so looking forward to that. Still no release date on it.
It does. Why can't he just go over the ball?
He can, but he's taking a different route.
You want to carry on watching this?
As opposed to doing this podcast? Hell yeah.
Okay. Now, Sam, I thought you'd be quite interested.
I'm really not.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What is this?
So this is a free-to-download mobile game, similar to Clash of Clans.
What's Clash of Clans?
So that's one of them.
I refuse to play that as well.
It's one of those silly games where you...
It's like a Facebook mobile game or something.
It's kind of similar to that. It's one of these games that you get resources, you build up your army, you create a base, and then you can run away and attack other people as you see fit.
It's pretty tedious, though. It's one of those ones where it's like send your force out and come back in 9 hours unless you pay. And that gets on my, as people can now see, abnormally large man tits.
Yeah. Going by the image of there, like it looks like you can train Obi-Wan Kenobi to be a sexual predator.
Well,
right, okay. Anyway, Ed, we're going to move on there.
Is that actor still alive?
Alec
Guinness. Yeah,
Ewan McGregor is. If that's what you mean.
Well, that was the Alec Guinness.
Yeah.
One though.
Apparently, it's got in-app purchases where you buy extra coins for a reasonable amount, and it was going to come out on the 4S and above, and iPads running iOS 7 and above.
Mope.
I like how the video is pausing on all our sex faces.
I really hope the video isn't actually pausing at these things. That would just be a bit weird. So, Hideo Kojima.
Well done.
He's got a really long first name. It even contains like 5 letters.
You really have to emphasise it when it's someone that famous.
Yeah, so Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro, I know that is. Are making a Silent Hill base. So I apologise if any of these are a little bit creepy images here. These are some of the Silent Hill videos here. So,
I want to see what was in the bag.
Yeah. So this is an interactive teaser.
Oh, yeah. It's your flatches.
I downloaded, there was a demo, called PT, which was on, they released on June 3, or was it Gamescon, for on the PS4, and a quick shot of it. And yeah, it's pretty creepy, although not that, as much as what they're making out
to be. That black lady just there was exactly how I would react.
Well, you've still got Outlast to go at something.
Pretty pathetic.
Yeah. Apparently this was them... So when you get to the end of the game, this was a playable... What did they call it again? It was like a playable trailer or something like that, wasn't it? That was what the PT stood for, actually, the playable trailer.
Yeah, because...
I like how I don't know where the camera is, because it's just... It's bad luck! It could be anywhere!
Yeah, when they announced the game, the demo got launched on the PlayStation Network at the same time, so you could, like, play at the same time, which was kind of cool.
So somebody actually did a Twitch video of them playing it, so I don't know if there's going to be some kind of dodgy... Oh, no, we're going to have another trailer. Okay, yeah. We've got another advert.
Should have pre-prepped all of this.
Oh, dear. It's slick as snot, gentlemen.
Slick as snot?
Yeah, that's something Ewan says, actually. Oh. I just picked that up. Twitch user Soapy Warpig played the rather lengthy trailer to completion and was awarded with a game reveal at the end that Kojima and Del Toro and Reedus, I don't know who Reedus is, are collaborating on a game called Silent Hills. Now, the point that was kind of made when a lot of people were reporting on this was it was Silent Hills, not Silent Hill just. So that kind of implies it's going to be multiple versions of it. Eurogamer reported that it was revealed a few more details about Silent Hill and Metal Gear Solid Gamescom press conference. Kojima also stated his intent to make the game as scary as possible. Quote, "We originally wanted you to pee your pants." He said, "Now we want you to... crap yourself that, yeah, you've kind
rather
of
than yourself
rather than,
because we're not allowed to say
no, there's a lot of words we're not allowed
but if
to
you
say.
Can lip read, you can lip read me saying because
okay, this is hard work, right, we'll move on to the next one. Okay.
There's going to be a trailer here, Paul.
Yeah, no, that's probably good. Oh, no, I think we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Rise of the Tomb Raider is going to be an Xbox One exclusive. Is this a trailer? Yeah,
no, I really hope that was going to be a trailer about hairdressing, wasn't it?
It's coming out in late 2015. Crystal Dynamics head Daryl Gallagher of the Tomb Raider Tumblr blog says, "Our friends at Microsoft have always been a huge potential in Tomb Raider, and I believe in our vision since we first unveiled them on the stage in E3 2011. They then went on in later on the press conference just to confirm to PlayStation and PC fans that Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris coming to those platforms in December, and Tomb Raider
well,
Definitive Edition
thing to do.
Is available on PS4. So this is going to be an Xbox One exclusive and likely never coming to the PC and the PlayStation.
This really?
Yeah, it sounds like there's been a lot of confusion. It sounds like to me that Microsoft have secured the rights to this game. They've not secured the rights to Tomb Raider itself, but this game. So the next game might well be a multi-plat again. That's what it sounds like to me, but we'll actually see. It's not entirely clear, but I think it would at least be probably a timed exclusive at first, at the very least. But I think... the next big Tomb Raider game will be just an Xbox One and 360.
I can see it coming out on PC anyway.
Probably at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it's
in their interest.
Well, it's in their interest with PS4 because there's far more sold sort of consoles of that. Mm. But it's Microsoft have obviously pulled up and with a truckload of money.
Oh, well.
Which I've got an Xbox One, that's my game for, I completed Tomb Raider, so I can talk about that later, I've just remembered that.
well done.
But kind of sucks for everyone who has a PS4 who really loves the Tomb Raider games.
Yeah, I mean, Tomb Raider was originally a PlayStation game, wasn't it?
Yeah,
way back in the day.
It's Sega Saturn, like it came out at the same time, and then kind of went exclusive-ish to the PlayStation after that.
So, but
unfortunately, these sort of exclusive things happen all the time.
Yeah,
and it's not like Sony don't do it either.
So you guys will be happy to hear, but that apparently the sequel to Flappy Bird has come out. It's called Swing Copters. The same guy who made Flappy Bird, Dong Nguyen, released this game last Thursday.
Okay, moving on.
Is that enough?
Yeah. That's it, really.
So I downloaded it today and played it, and literally the way it works is you move left and right, and if you tap, you change direction.
It's Flappy Birds, but vertical.
Yeah, essentially. Except, you're going left and right instead. I didn't get past the first one. I played it for like 5-10 minutes at lunchtime, and I didn't get past the first one. So there you go.
You're super good at games.
What, like the first bit of Hammers?
Yeah, I didn't even get past the first Hammers.
That bit there?
Yeah. No, see, that's exactly what I did over and over again before. Hang on, we'll see it again, right? Okay, so I didn't get past... I didn't even get to the hammer. I didn't even get hit by the hammer. I
flew straight into the girder.
Going straight in, not straight in the wall. I just kind of went up. I'd crash. But no, see, I didn't even get 1 point. To be fair, in Flappy Bird, I think I got 3 points was my maximum score on that.
Anyway, I feel we've been on this subject long enough.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll find another article to think about.
To be fair, Paul struggles with the game mechanics of Hungry Hungry Hippos.
There's a Pokemon.
It's the bit where he just shoves his face down in there and tries to suck up all the balls that creeps me out.
Apparently, there's a Pokemon trading card gaming coming to the iPad and online. A hardcore Nintendo fan and YouTuber Josh Whittenkeller, it's quite a cool name, posted a screenshot to his Twitter feed during showing the game running on an iPad. Apparently, it's already available for Mac and Windows. Will you guys be running out to get this?
Yes.
Really?
No.
Okay. So the reason that I'm mentioning this is not necessarily for the Pokemon part of it. It's more for the fact that this is Nintendo sending something to iOS.
I feel we should be getting money from the adverts on the videos we're showing.
we didn't show that last video. I did that quite slickly. All right, okay.
I see.
Practicing well. Actually, this is another advert.
This kind of looks like it.
No. It's just a trailer. But
why is he rolling a die?
It's the Pokemon World Championships. This is completely unrelated to the game.
Do they play it with dice?
I don't know.
Wow.
Golly gosh. I did not know that this was a thing.
I think I knew it was a thing, but I've never witnessed it before, and now it makes me kind of sad. But hey-o. With a future boat.
Sam, you seem fairly engaged with that.
Yeah.
I can imagine you...
I'm kind of down with anything that involves huge amounts of geeky people getting into something.
So your microphone broken.
Yeah, it's just giving up. Stop it.
I can just imagine you beads getting right into your squirtle.
Yep. Squirtle!
Oh, dear.
It's my squirtle face. Did you see that?
Did you know that with the latest update to Xbox One...
on my squirtle face.
Sorry, go back to your squirtle face. There you go.
It's not real invisible.
I'm more invisible.
No, you know, of course you can't... The camera can't see through him. It's not how it works.
I didn't think it really made him invisible.
I put on my chameleon t-shirt.
Was actually
what are you looking for?
I was just going to start selling stuff at QC or something.
I thought who's going to hit me with the... your mat.
Would you like a beer nap like Monster Training?
Today we have...
It's crazy prices.
Beautiful party rigs for sale. Please play with my party rig.
Okay.
That's what I have in a bag of Munchy Munch.
Anyway, moving on. Xbox One users can now buy a game remotely on the marketplace on Xbox.com or on Glass. Smart Glass.
Yeah.
Have either of you tried this yet?
No. Because everything's really expensive.
Okay.
maybe, but I suppose you could do it for an awesome cheap screen. Deal. So, thanks, Chiz, asshole.
Is that how disappointed you really are with this?
Yeah, always.
I suppose, like Steam, you just have to wait till there's a sale and then it becomes worth it.
Yeah.
He's got an interesting point.
Pull it.
All right, no, he does have an interesting point. That was disappointing.
Quite quiet.
It was really disappointing.
If you've downloaded the latest update, excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
If you downloaded the latest update look at my hair. My hair's looking lovely. If you downloaded the latest update for Xbox One,
I thought you skipped dinner.
You have smart glass. And you have smart glass. You can download stuff on your smart glass app, or rather buy stuff and then set it to download on your Xbox at home. That assumes that your Xbox is on. I think it just
When X turns on, it'll do it. If it's on standby, it'll do it. Yeah,
but it can't be unplugged from the wall or anything like that. It kind of has to be. on to a degree.
Yeah,
I think it's quite a cool feature.
It'll basically kick off as soon as you start it up, though.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be quite nice if it did it, like when you buy games, like if you buy a code from CD Keys or something like that. Mm. It'd be quite nice. You could pop that code in to Xbox.com and it started downloading it on your machine at home. Yeah.
I'm sure you could do like those things on the 360.
Or could you?
It was various, like, I'm sure I've set my console to download a demo when I've been at work or something.
Right, okay.
Which is kind of the same idea, but I've never actually bought anything. But anyway, moving on.
Okay. I am trying to find the article that we don't seem to have here about the Quantum Break Gamescom footage. I appear to have.
Click probably, on... probably don't have it, actually, as well.
It's because you. Here we go.
Here we go. sorry.
I'm going to press play if you're going to cut to a video, just so we can get past the advert.
Yeah. So, Xbox One exclusive action adventure game.
No adverts.
Oh, yeah. Straight into it. Quantum Break. Oh, don't pause it.
Well, I didn't know you were cutting to it.
I'm driving.
I'm driving. Oh, you do the gears.
Such a bitch.
So, this is the Xbox One exclusive called Quantum Break, which was gameplay released at Gamescom. It's a company called Remedy that's making it, the guys who made Max Payne and Alan Wake, the early Max Payne games, because obviously Rockstar made the latter one.
Yep.
It looks quite cool, actually.
Very similar mechanic to... God, I've forgotten this.
Opening
the window, yeah. No, but it seemed to have like a bit of a loading screen when you were going through the window.
Yeah, it looks. I don't know, I need to see more of it, but it looks nice, very, very pretty. Looks like it's got a good sort of third person action and it's cover shooting with the time abilities. But
traffic's not really going anywhere, is it?
I think that's because it's like some kind of post apocalyptic.
Well, that car was going.
I'm assuming some cars go.
Well, the traffic on the bridge has probably been halted by something.
Yeah, okay, we'll see what's going to halt it.
You can't hear any horns.
I can hear a boat. There's a boat there.
Is this set in America?
Yeah, of course it's America. Everything's in America.
You're not telling me that they wouldn't just be sitting on the bridge honking constantly, man.
Well, there's a dude there. Look, I can see a guy. Or a girl. I'm not sure if this is playing in the video here, so this might be complete nonsense. Anyway.
Yeah, but you'll see in a minute, like, the sort of, like, time stuff you can do.
Okay.
Right, so you can speed up, so like, to them you're just a blur when you run like that.
Okay.
Anybody see him? And then you'll do, like, you'll do it again, this time you'll do a melee attack.
A melee? I thought it was a melee.
Melee.
I don't care.
Oh!
It's like, it's like a time bubble thing. You're supposed to expand as you play the game apart and whatnot. But I think it looks good. And I still need to see more of it. I'm not over convinced on all the time abilities and whatnot. But okay. I say Remedy haven't made a bad game yet. So I've still got a very close eye to it, and I trust them. And it'll still be interesting how the TV show is going to play into it with their junction points and choices and whatnot.
Oh, so is this a TV show as well? I missed that.
We discussed that quite a while ago.
Yeah. No, we didn't. Was that the same? That the same episode that we supposedly talked about Watch Dogs?
No,
we've never discussed Watch Dogs.
No. What's Watch Dogs? Anyway, are we on to Assassin's Creed Unity now? Anyway, Quantum Break looks good. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, fine. So, Assassin's Creed Unity.
Hello, I'm Alex Amantio, director.
I'm going to turn him down actually, so we can talk over the top of it.
Sorry, I should probably just read it all out, through this. Yeah.
I've watched it.
No.
Haven't watched it?
No.
Have you, Paul?
Yes, I watched
it. I wanted to save my excitement for the show.
So one of the big... I don't believe that for a second.
I'm very expressive.
One of the big things that it's talking about here is it's no longer very linear. That was always the thing with Assassin's Creed. It was a sandbox game that you could float about and do whatever you want with. But when it came to a mission, it was quite linear.
Where is this one based? Is it Paris?
Yeah.
I was going to say, he's wearing a French uniform.
Although they all have very British accents.
As is the style at the time.
Yeah.
What?
I remember when the English conquered France.
Happened a few times-ish. Ish.
Oh, that's not good at this.
Not this time, though.
No. No. They were too busy killing each other.
That says "oui, monsieur," so I think that's French.
Shouty, shouty, key shaky.
Anishan.
Oh, it's Quasimodo.
Hmm. It looks very pretty.
I see everything.
Okay.
They say you've got the option. Here they kind of show you various ways in, but it still kind of feels like, it still kind of feels not totally open to me. But definitely keep an eye on it. But I'm just wondering if we're going to, because Assassin's Creed 4, I feel, was successful because of the whole pirating aspect and sailing,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't seem on, they've not shown any part of that off. It doesn't look like there's any sort of sailing in this one, which makes me thinking, is it going to go back to the boring Assassin's Creed 3?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly the same mechanic when you're looking at this video here. It's the same idea. They've got red areas. You've got your little guy on the map there. He can merge in with crowds. Mm. There does look like more NPCs.
Assassin's Creed definitely. The NPCs crowd, like the amount of them is really impressive, but they all look kind of, when they're moving around, they look really flaky and stupid. So, but
I was right about Quasimodo, by the way. It's Notre Dame. He's saving Quasimodo. It's true.
I think it's still got the game mechanics, but now, unlike the last one, you don't fail a mission if you don't do it the way it probably prefers you to do it, or like if you get spotted, it's not mission over. You just continue to do it any other way you want.
Okay. There's other things, apparently. There's like side missions you can just randomly happen across somebody that you is seeing something interesting, which sounds kind of cool if they pull that off well. I think it's more likely to be just the same as before. You know, in the old Assassin's Creed games where you were just meandering along a rooftop and some guy appeared in the distance and you had to go and kill him.
I would have thought those guards would have had a go at him there for, like, climbing a wall right next to them.
Yeah, you would have thought so. It depends, actually. Even in the older games, it doesn't automatically have a go at you if you're climbing a wall beside them. It's if you're already if they're already aware of you. And you've been a bit of a naughty boy previously, then they will do something.
So random tramp clapping and freezing up in front of you there.
But it looks kind of cool. Well, we'll see. I've been disappointed.
That was the least stealthy crouchy run that I've ever seen.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 4 got my faith in series a bit back, but whether this moves on, I think graphically it looks nice and everything, but I don't know. We'll see.
So you could put like smoke down and...
You could still kind of do that in the last games as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did he kill him there?
Stabbed him with his wrist blade.
Yeah, sure. That was quite smooth. Very swift.
So that's all fair and well. The other thing that just to talk about before we move on of the news section is Games of Gold this month. I've already kind of covered it. But it's Strike Suit Zero, I should say. Crimson Dragon and Dishonored. Now, a funny thing happened when I downloaded Dishonored. I already own it, but I figured that I'm just going to get it on Games with Gold as well. When I tried to download it, it came up and said that it was going to charge me £19, despite the fact I was logged in. I carried on just to see what would happen after going around in circles a couple of times. And eventually, it just accepted that I didn't have to pay it. And when it came up at the end, before I actually committed, it was a zero. So if you go onto here and you try and download it from Xbox.com and you see it's going to be £19, go right through to the point that it's actually going to charge you. And it probably will drop the price before.
So basically, just keep pushing your luck.
Yeah, essentially. Just kind of keep on going and see what happens. But all very good. Grand. So... what was that?
The hand movement there. Grand.
Yeah, I was just saying that it's grand. It's good to go.
Speaking of good to go.
You're not going anywhere in that outfit. We're going to have to wait until you get yourself sorted out. First of all...
I need petrol tonight.
You what?
I need petrol tonight.
So you're going to have to go. Oh, dear. So... first of all, I'd just like to thank a sponsor just before we go into the previews this week. UK2, they are absolutely superb. I love them, and they are my hosts, and also they do some awesome stuff for British Tech Network. If you want to get any kind of web hosting or anything like that from UK2, domain names, VPN, VPSs, any of that kind of groovy stuff, head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/sponsors, and you'll see a click through there. You'll also see a bunch of voucher codes there. So please use the click through and use some of those voucher codes and get some fantastic money off UK2 services. The other people that I want to thank is the good people at Network Union. They have are currently supporting. Oh, we've got that's a weird website. We will go to get started.
No, you won't.
Was not expecting that. A Network Union. If you work within a large IT company, they can help you with BT, MPLS, WAN, SIP, and Ethernet connectivity. Whether you're new or BT or an existing BT client, you can choose to engage BT via your account management to the Network Union, re-sign your contract. I've lost where my I am in the read. Bear with me a second. Resign your contract with a different area of BT. If you're an SME or business broadband, they can check your fibre upgrades, call packages, even BT Office 365 and Everything Everywhere Mobile. Bundled together for savings, are happy to deal with new inquiries. And for US listeners, Network Union are agents for Magistrate HQ'd in Dallas. Magistrate have a fantastic global MPLS WAN network. Any IT managers out there using the in the US using MPLS should hit Network Union up using the sponsors page because they can put you in touch with some fantastic resources. So please, if you want to utilize Network Union or UK2, please head on over to the sponsors page, which is bridgetownetwork.com/sponsors or bridgetownetwork.com and the sponsors link at the top of the page. Click through there and then use the click through to UK2 and Network Union. They're absolutely superb and we love them very much for supporting the network. Gentlemen!
Yes.
What have you been playing with this week? Sam?
I've just made a vagina.
No, wait a minute. We're not doing playing this week. We're doing preview. Really?
Yeah.
Sam was disgusted at us.
I was disgusted.
I didn't do anything.
Fits him a suit perfectly.
I didn't do anything. I'm kind of worried about switching to your camera, actually. So, your preview this week. Sam, what's your preview this week?
I put a whole booklet in my mouth.
Cheers.
No, Sam, continue. I'm real interested in what he's got to say.
Right. Bear in mind, get the year right this time, dumbass.
So, Sam, are you wanting to do yours?
Can do. It is... What? this is not going to be out for a good long time, but it's a bit of a blast from the past. It is Mordheim, which was a Games Workshop kind of city skirmish game where you took like a little gang in and tried to raid a ruined city for stuff. And it's a bit kind of like, I suppose, XCOM, but set in kind of medieval.
Why is
there
always giant rats
fantasy
in games you like?
Is that not actually a thing about team? What's the name of them guys? I've forgotten their name.
Who?
You used to have them, Sam.
What?
The rats.
Skaven.
Skaven.
Yeah, everyone loves them.
So is that actually Skaven?
Yeah. Oops,
sorry.
So it's like kind of like XCOM if you played it, or some other kind of small skirmish game where you take a small group into an area, fight other things and nick stuff, basically.
Is it a top-down view like XCOM?
I don't know yet.
Is it not
you have seen exactly as much as I've seen.
Have you read any articles about it?
Yes, I've read a couple of articles, but this is the stage they're at.
All right, just kind of
what you're looking at.
We're chucking stuff about here. There we go.
So, yeah, it's nowhere near done. There's no date for it at all that I can find, but it seems to be something that's actually happening, and I think it's going to be fantastic.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yep, just like I've mentioned it playing numerous times before, just because it's out reasonably, well, another month.
I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm getting my months mixed up a bit, but Shadow of Mordor, yeah. There was another video, like IGN did like a hour's sort of playthrough with the developer and whatnot, and yeah, it just looks fantastic. I think the whole Nemesis system, I think, is a new and interesting idea, which, from what I've seen, seems to work pretty well. The idea of maybe taking over an orc so he works for you, and then arranging for him to work his way up through the orc chain of command just to like betray everyone, like a head sort of chieftain or even major guy from that war, whatever the major sort of villains are, just sounds really, really appealing in a games mechanic that sounds fantastic.
It does. I'm really looking forward to this as well. It's mid-September, isn't it?
No, I mind it. It was...
It's early September now, isn't it?
It's start October in Europe. I think it's end of September in America, start of October here, I think. I think it was like 3rd of October or something now, because it changed. It was the week after that, I think.
The premise
is pretty phenomenal.
It's September the 30th.
That's in the US, we'll have it on 3rd October.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm quite busy that weekend, so it's quite okay that it moves back. That was off kind of them. Cool. Okay. So my preview... is a Hatoful Boyfriend.
Something that we all kind of assumed would really appeal to you.
So what this is, this is a game that we saw ages ago. It was played on, it was Danny Dwyer, his thing. And this is, this game is officially coming out in the English language. It's a remake of the original Bird, you heard me, Bird Dating Simulator.
Mostly pigeons.
It's
burning out there. It's mostly kind of pigeon orientated bird love.
It really truly is. It
creepy as all hell. Is what it is.
So, the basically the idea of the game is that you date birds.
I believe it did actually break Daniel Dwyer's brain.
Also, I believe the premise is that you are a human girl.
Mm-hmm.
Going into this school,
yep.
populated by birds who also are sometimes are shown as people.
Hey? Are you sure are you actually a human girl on it?
I think you are.
Right. I'm sure it refers
to you as human sometimes.
You are a human. But this is the English language version. So previously, it's only been available as Japanese version of the game.
Well, Daniel Dwyer was putting out an English version of it, was he not? Surely. He wasn't playing the Japanese version.
No, he was. So. But it was quite badly...
Yeah, so this is officially the English version that's coming out now. I'm not saying that I'm going to get this. Sandpip Christoph. I'm not saying that I'm going to get this game. I just thought it was interesting that it came out.
So you going to buy it?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. Come on, actually, I'm going to have to fast forward the video
here. This game doesn't have voices, though, sorry. Yeah, so go back. This is the thing that I find really weird about it. So that pigeon is that boy also.
Yeah.
But mostly he looks like a pigeon, but he is that boy. How awesome freaking messed up is this?
You ever fantasize your boyfriend like a ultimate, like it's like a
I can't relax without red meat inside. What?
It's like a dating version of the Visionaries or something, but they're all pigeons.
Oh dear, the fun and joys. Chiz, what have you been playing this week?
I finished just the other week Tomb Raider eventually. I think I started it ages and ages ago. I've not had it since launch, but I picked up on cheapness on Steam and eventually got around to finishing that the other week after leaving it. I played about 3/4 of it, then eventually went back to it and finished it off. But yeah, pretty good. It got a lot of love and praise, which I get, but the story and writing's pretty crap, I thought, and characters are pretty dreadful. So I'm not entirely sure it's something. It got kind of a bit of praise for that as well, which I don't understand. But enjoyable. If you like Uncharted, you like this, and yeah, just a good solid action third person exploding Tomb Raider game.
You can get it for much cheapness. Oh, it was on Steam like for a couple of quid the other day.
Yeah, I'm sure I bought it for like £6, but it's probably cheaper than that now.
Mm. Cool.
Well, there you go.
Sam, what have you been playing this week?
I have been playing XCOM The Enemy Within. Metro Games on
PlayStation. Sorry.
That's an advert.
We'll get to it in a second. Oops.
It's an add-on to XCOM, which is a fantastic game and everyone should play it.
What is this game?
Metro.
It's the Redux, yeah.
Anyway.
quite interested in that. Although I didn't really get on with the original. So, yeah, it's XCOM, so it's top-down. You've got, like, a group of between 4 and 6 guys, except this time you can genetically modify your soldiers. Or you can, and I really hope there's an image in this. I find it really funny. You basically
turn the volume down a bit.
Cut off one of your soldiers' body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. and then just stick him on a spindly little robot, which then you can build a big mech suit and insert that chap into. So that's the genetic modification. So they come out of a tank full of urine, and nice. they're pretty angry about it, actually. It's going to show how. Oh, it cut away.
If only sleeping tanks full of urine gave you real superpowers.
Yeah, I'd be nails by
I'd
now.
I'd be a god.
So yeah, you can get a little spindly body and little metal body, and you can bung it into a giant mech. And also, there are new enemies in this. So there's like human people who are really angry that you're trying to stop the aliens for some reason. I haven't really got my head around that yet. And you need to take them out. Cool. It's good. It's good.
I haven't played any of the XCOM.
Oh, you really should. They are exceptional. They're also available, although I'm not sure if... There you go. Look, tiny little human head on a silly robot body, and then he goes into that. Ridiculous. It's a really good game. The original one's fantastic, as everyone should know. Everyone should have played this by now. It's also available on Android, and it's available on iOS. So you can get it on your iPad.
Oh, so this is a mobile game.
It is, but it's also on PC.
Which is probably the way to play it.
Although, actually, to be fair, I think only the original version is available on iOS and Android. But it's really good. The original and this is exceptional.
If you've never played XCOM, pick it up. It's worth
it. Yeah, it's fantastic. Have you played the add-on?
I've not played any of the add-ons, I've just played the original. When it came out.
Oh, and be prepared for a steep learning curve. It is tough. It's not as tough as the original was, but it's tough.
I have been playing Uncharted Golden Abyss on my Vita. It's quite
Is this
cool.
a video of you playing it?
No. This is an IGN.
I kind of guessed it wasn't because the guy looks quite competent.
They do some interesting things with the touchscreen. I've not experienced any use of the back touchscreen yet, but you'll see that the moment the guy's kind of jumping around on there, you can, if you want, run your finger across the screen and basically, Jack, is that the guy's name?
No, Nathan Drake.
Nathan. Nathan follows you on walls and stuff like that. So you can see him, he kind of does that there. So if you touch the screen, so he might do it here. So with his ledges, you can actually climb up. You can drag your finger across the screen, and Drake will follow you if there's paths there on the actual screen.
I've heard the bit on the back is for when it's Nathan starting to feel a bit low trapped in the jungle. He'll sit down for camp for night and you can give him a reach around.
I was thinking you were just going to go for like a massage or something.
Boosts his stamina.
Nice. Good. It's a good wee game, actually. The graphics are lovely. The story so far is quite interesting. I like the Uncharted games anyway, but it's quite cool. This is the first level, actually, what they're playing through just now. That dude there, eventually, the guy that you're chatting to there, he eventually screws you over at some point. But I've not given anything away because that in true Columbo style, it's actually shown. It shows him at the very beginning of the game, being an arse. So
he totally looks like someone who'd screw you over as well.
Yeah,
he's got dark circles under his eyes. As do I. Having looked in the camera there.
Yeah, I know. It's maybe just the lighting in here.
So I'm totally screwing you guys over.
Oh, they do. Oh, you'll see this here. This is a wildly complex part of the game. You do a rubbing on. On these different posts.
You don't have to rub the whole thing, though.
You rub posts.
Yeah. So you put a bit of paper up against the post, and then you rub the screen, and it gives you a rubbing. You have to do that 4 times in quick succession, and then you have a jigsaw puzzle of 4 bits you have to put together. So you'll do again here. This is
riveting stuff. This is
let's use a touch screen for the sake of using a touch screen. Here, this is not actually helping the game in any way, shape, or form.
I think you could have used the touchscreen better in Hatterful Boyfriend.
Anyway, it's quite a good game, and I am quite enjoying it. So, on to the Bargain Basement Challenge. So, this week we had a game called Magicka Vietnam. Do you remember that game?
Who?
Us, the three of us.
I thought you were talking to the audience.
They wouldn't be able to answer me.
But people didn't stay.
Yes, I remember that game.
Okay, good. Glad we're all on board here. Because we said we were going to play Magicka Vietnam, when I tried to buy it, it came up and told us, quite rightly, that we needed to own Magicka before we could play Magicka Vietnam, because Magicka Vietnam is a DLC for Magicka.
So do we have to slap down the person who told us about Magicka Vietnam?
Possibly. So Ian Mackay, thank you for the recommendation of Magicka Vietnam. We've had to play Magicka instead, which actually wasn't a bad thing. So what we decided to do, or rather what I suggested we do, neither of them said no, so I assume they've went along with it, is we have decided to, this week, play Magicka, the original game, because actually it's a Green Man Gaming just now for £1.99. And next show, we will play the Vietnam version. So we can just kind of see between the two different versions. So you guys have also played Magicka this week too. Am I right in saying that?
No.
Chiz, did you?
No.
So neither of you bothered to play the game.
However, to be fair...
Have you seen the studio? Have you seen the studio I built?
To be fair, I played the demo of it ages and ages ago, so I do... I know the premise of the game.
Awesome.
So I know what you're on about.
And he has told me about this premise.
Yep. I have. We had a long discussion.
Okay. Fine. So, we played I played Magicka.
Tell us about it, Paul.
I'm really enjoying it. It's sort of a tongue-in-cheek attack at all in MPGs, I guess. There's lots of kind of funny little in-jokes and all sorts of stuff. So there's like one of the first characters that you meet has an exclamation mark above her head, which obviously means that she's got some kind of mission for you. And when you do the mission for her, the exclamation mark doesn't actually go away. And she asks you as a part of the mission to get rid of this exclamation mark that's been following her around. So it just kind of, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek dig at
gaming sort of
MPGs, yeah, like, and gaming and all that.
Yeah, the gaming sort of mechanics and stuff that kind of passes over to no matter what genre you get stuff, it just seems to be.
Did you see the chest with the legs on? That's Terry Pratchett kind of connection there to the luggage.
It is. It's. I'm really enjoying it, actually. I'm going to carry on playing it, and we're going to play the Vietnam game this week. So, as I say, the Magicka is $1.89, actually, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good old games. No, it was Green Man Gaming. Good old games didn't have it. Yeah. Green Man Gaming was $1.89 or $1.98 or something like that. $1.89.
I like how we're telling people about Green Man Gaming whilst showing the video on Steam.
We at no point showed that video was in Steam because I cut to after Steam.
I like how we did it when I told everyone that it was on Steam. Yep. I kind of ruined that there. Well done, mate.
I believe you owe us money.
We have contacted Steam for sponsorship. They did not reply, which I thought was just a little bit mean. Yeah. But anyway, so we played Magicka this week, and we're going to play Vietnam next week. Also, hopefully the next time we you literally will see us. Maybe not Chiz, because this is probably going to be his uniform now for doing the show.
I might decorate as we go along.
Okay. Nipple tassels and stuff.
Well, just was for my nipples.
You could do maybe sending it back and getting a greener one now, like a darker green one.
I feel I need exhaust ports.
Do you want to stand up so the audience can see your attachment that you added in?
If the video is working in any way.
I don't know.
Quite awful.
I might have to put some kind of sensor tab. Actually, I could pixelate it. That would be quite good. Fine. Yeah, I'll pixelate it after. That's the show. If you want to get a hold of us, it's at Paul Wheatley. That's me on Twitter.
There was actually a funny story about my prosthetic.
It's a chip fat thing.
You've got problems with your PC, Paul.
Why?
Because that is like a little... malware thing. Yeah, you need to do some stuff.
Yeah, you could deal with that.
Funny story. Well, Spike funnily supplied me with my prosthetic thing, and because he's kind of made various of them before as well, camping while wearing spandex and stuff, as he does.
Oh,
so he made a note on Friday to bring one in for me, and his note, and he put in his pack lunch. His note was prosthetic enhancement for Grant, and also he needs to fix my back door at home. So he put for second hands went for Grant's back door.
Nice, nice.
And then his son must have been doing the dishes the weekend, found that note and left it for him. So I think his son would have been very confused by the message.
Oh, well, cool. So if you want to get a hold of me, I'm at Paul Wheatley on Twitter. Get a hold of the network, it's at British Tech. You can come along to our Facebook page. Lots of cool stuff happens there. We chat about things, put links up. General community. Our Google Plus community is there as well, but it's, I don't know, it's like behind a bus shelter. It's kind of empty and grab. If you want to email us, britishtechnetwork@gmail.com, there's the Northern Bash or the Gamer Show Bash on the 6th of December in Tweed Bank. So if you want to get started out for that, the tickets will be available soon. You're giggling up.
It's going to be great.
It is going to be great.
Yeah, we're rocking. It is actually behind a bus shelter. We've had some good times behind that bus shelter.
Cool. Okay.
Can't be a game of Wanker Tramp.
We will see you in 2 weeks, hopefully live. That's the show. Thank you very much for your ears.
And like eyes.
Yeah, and eyes.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. And...